You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is something that appears to have united state officials, Michigan's members of Congress, right across party lines and political disagreements. That something is a new safety report from Enbridge Energy on Line 5, the pipeline that runs beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Enbridge Energy delivered a report to state officials Monday saying there are more spots where the protective coating has worn off and they'll need to be repaired. That report goes against what a company spokesman said last month, claiming all coating problems have been repaired. A company executive admitted to reporters Monday Enbridge needs to be more transparent, and Michigan's elected leaders are not happy. With us now is Richard Kuprowitz, a pipeline safety expert and president of AccuFacts, Inc. His company works with pipeline companies. He does not work for Enbridge Energy. Richard, welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So what is this protective coating on the pipeline that has officials concerned here?
Well, it's an external coating applied to the outside of a pipeline, and it can be of various types. They've become more advanced in more recent years, but they can deteriorate with time, or they can be damaged either during the operation or during the installation.
And how important is this coating to preventing corrosion or reducing the rate of corrosion?
Well, it serves as the primary first line of protection, but I tell people, as much as we'd like it to be perfect, we know that it won't necessarily be perfect for various reasons, and so there are other systems that you can also apply or other approaches that you can apply to be sure that the corrosion, what we'll call the external corrosion, the outside pipe wall being attacked by the environment, doesn't get out of hand.
So in your view, how significant a problem is having these gaps in the coating on Line 5?
I would expect, because of the low temperature of the water around the pipeline, that there's probably a low rate of corrosion. But that's something that Enbridge can demonstrate by being more transparent. So the fact that they're sending mixed signals about the condition of the coating probably isn't going over real well with the government officials as well as the public. I understand that they're in a goldfish bowl. Everybody's watching them. So all the more important that whatever they say, they be correct, so that they don't lose credibility getting caught on miscommunication, because this is a very important issue.
And certainly, you know, this is a matter of transparency and public trust as much as it is about pipeline safety. So you've got politicians from the governor and attorney general to members of Congress, both senators, talking about that lack of both public trust and transparency from Enbridge and in their criticisms. Enbridge saying it does need to communicate better with the public. What do you advise pipeline companies to do with regard to earning back that public trust that appears to be so important?
Well, I've been involved in many issues and investigations, including the Straits of Mackinac. I advise all parties, especially the pipeline operators, to be very careful about what they say. We understand that you may not be able to tell everybody everything, but I advise that what you do say be the truth. And in a large corporation, you sometimes can get the message misdelivered. But if you make an error, the quicker you correct that, the more likely you will not lose as much of the trust as you would if you were caught in a deception.
You know, just to get this out here in the spirit of transparency, in addition to industry clients, Richard, you've also provided analyses on pipelines on behalf of nonprofit environmental groups. And you have been critical of Enbridge in the past, including a 2013 safety analysis of the company's Line 9 between Montreal, Quebec, and Hamilton, Ontario. I understand you were just in Minnesota regarding a dispute over the company's Line 3 there. I'm just wondering, how has your involvement in these different disputes shaped your view of the company?
Well, I don't try to judge companies because I'm not the judge or jury. I am brought in by various parties to ask certain questions about certain issues of concern. We bring the technical expertise to ask hopefully the right questions. And more importantly, are we getting straight answers to straight questions? And are they being truthful about it to aid in gaining confidence and trust? Trust is an issue that you can do 100 things right, but if you're caught in one thing wrong, people will forget the 100 good things. So it's easy to lose trust. So you've got to be very careful. And I understand there's a lot of pressure on Enbridge, the company, but, you know, you need to think about what you want to say and what's important here, and then get that message out to the various parties, including the politicians, because no one likes their leaders to be surprised.
Back to the coating gaps. How big a fix is it?
underwater, they've got to get somebody down there to patch the coating on the pipe. It may be a big deal because that particular area of Mackinac, depending on the weather, you know, you don't have very good visibility sometimes of the year. So they may not be able to get it recoated quickly, but they should be able to tell you, this is how we can get somebody down there to do this. Again, though, having the coating off the pipe may or may not be an issue here. If the temperature is fairly low, and you know they've done some recent integrity management stuff that would indicate that the pipe is pretty strong. I mean, the public, from their perspective, they think coating damage, their first reaction is something isn't right here, and that's valid. But there are other ways for the company to explain, without sounding defensive, that the science says we can deal with this and here's what we're doing. And they need to convey that message to the appropriate parties so that they feel they're being dealt with truthfully and transparently.
Pipeline safety expert Richard Cooperwitz, president of Accufacts, Inc. Thank you so much, Richard, for speaking with us.
Thank you, and good luck.